Hello.
This is the confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you today?
Yes, I get one call. The talk about my account with eBay. I don't know what you want exactly. Can you check for me? My company called Toys First.
All right, now I can see there is a purchase of a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize any kind of transaction like this?
For Google?
For Google Play gift card. For Google Play gift card.
Gift card? No.
Yes. Did you authorize it?
No.
Then let me tell you, sir, then definitely it's a fraudulent charge. What is happening? Some people are misusing your information and they might are doing that. So I do believe you want to cancel this purchase and block those overseas people who are misusing your information right now.
Yes, please, but only me, I can use eBay.
Sorry?
Only me, if I don't want you to cancel all my accounts, I want
no,
to
no.
stop.
Yes.
But,
yes, yes, as per your convenience, we will cancel it, the transaction right now and block those persons only, nothing else apart from that. So could you please tell me what device are you using? Are you using a cell phone or are you using a computer right now?
No computer, I'm using computer for eBay. All eBay from my computer.
Okay, so all you do online stuff on your computer, that's correct?
Yes, I use my computer only. I'm not using my mobile for or anyone. My work can never use mobile for that.
Okay, so can you just turn on your computer so I can help you out?
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah.
My God, what's going on now? Who are these people now? Yes, already I signed in.
No, you don't have to sign in on eBay. First of all, I will help you out for, it's a fraud charge. So first of all, I will help you out for getting the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge. So, do you use Google Chrome or are you using a Microsoft Edge?
No, I use Microsoft Edge, but sometimes I use Google Chrome.
Okay, so can you open up a Google Chrome? It will be easier for you.
Okay.
When it is open, let me know.
Okay. Yes, I'm here in Google Chrome.
Okay. Now, at the Google, after opening up the Google Chrome, look at the very top. At the very top, do you see an address bar where you can type something at the very top? Long address bar?
No, nothing. I have eBay, Google, contact PowerPost.
So above that, do you see an address bar where you can type something?
Above that, say Google Chrome.
Yeah. Do you see what is written? Or do you see search Google or type a URL? Do you see that?
Yes, I have this one. Yes.
Yes. Click on that one. It is middle
yes.
or it is on the top. It is on the middle of the screen or it is on the top?
In the top.
Top. Yeah, click on that.
In the both. In the top and in the middle of the screen.
No, give a click on the top of the screen. Give a click on the top one, Dad.
Yes, okay.
Now type the letter G. All in lowercase, no uppercase. Type the letter G. G as in Google, letter G.
Yes, yes, G, yes.
Then again,
come.
G.
G again, yep.
Yes. Then put a period, give a dot.
Sorry?
A dot, a full stop. A dot.
Yes, yes.
Then again G.
G.
Then again G.
Yep.
Then give a forward slash.
Yes.
Then type support, SUPPORT, support.
SUPP. PV.
Sorry, make it empty. Delete that support. Delete that support. Yes. It will be update. It will be update. UPGATET. Update.
Yes.
Then number yes. Zero.
Zero.
Again zero.
Yep.
Then the number one.
One.
Now read it back to me, the whole thing slowly, slowly, whatever happened there. Read it back.
gg.gg/update001.
Now simply press the enter key from your keyboard. Press the enter key.
Which one?
The enter key from the keyboard. The enter button.
The enter, yep.
Yes. Now, after giving the click on the enter button, on the left down bottom corner, anything came up on the left hand side down bottom corner?
Here, it's URL shorten get short link on gg.gg. Put your long URL here.
And do you see at the very left hand side bottom corner anything came up? Left bottom corner?
No.
Any file came up on the left dot bottom corner?
No.
Okay. Can you at the very top give a click on the search panel once again at the very top?
Because in the very top it's only gg.gg.
Yeah. Give a click on that and make it empty. Give a click on that and make it empty.
Yes, I did.
Now, it is empty right now. You can type something
yes.
new.
No, it's empty. Sorry?
It is empty or it is written something still?
It's empty now.
Yeah, now type over there
www.
A as in apple, the letter A.
A.
N as in November, the letter N.
N. A. N.
Y as in...
Yes.
Y as in yellow, the letter Y.
Y.
D as in David, the letter D.
D.
E as in Edward, the letter E.
E.
S as in sugar, the letter S.
Yes.
K as in kilo, the letter K.
Yes.
Then put a dot once again.
Dot.
Then C as in Charlie, C.
C.
O as in Oscar, O.
O-M?
Yes, O-M, correct.
Yep.
Now, it will be www.anydex.com. Through this right now, you will get the cancellation ID. So simply press the enter key, and what is coming up, do let me know.
Okay. Here, it's come under any desk. Access now. Download.
Yeah, just below that, download now. Click on that download now.
Yep.
Now, after giving the click on the download now, on the left down bottom corner, a file will come up. Do you see a file came up on the left down bottom corner?
Yes.
What is it written? Yeah, open it up.
Yeah, it's tell me your address.
Yeah, tell me the ID number, tell me the address number.
341.
Uh-huh.
425.
Uh-huh.
522.
Okay. Now, right next to that number, there is a lock symbol. Do you see a small black lock?
Yes.
Click on that lock.
Adit.
Now, after giving the click on the lock, it will ask for a password. That's correct?
Yes.
Yes, the password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y.
A-Y.
A-Y.
7890.
One second. E for egg, B for bob.
Yes. Then A for apple, A.
No, one second. E for egg, B for bob. After that, what?
A for apple, A.
A.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Y.
Number 7. Number 8.
Seven. Number 8.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Number 0.
Number 0.
Yeah. Now confirm it. Give a click on the confirm password box.
I copy on this or no?
Yeah, confirm. Give a click on the next password box and confirm it once again. Can I tell you once again or you can type it?
No, again, please. EBay.
EBY. It will be AY. A as in apple, Y as in yellow.
Yes.
Then 7890.
7890.
Yeah. Now, do you see apply? Yeah, click on apply.
Yes. Yes.
Now, did you click on apply?
Yes. Tell me here, fitting.
Okay. Now, you will receive a security warning from the eBay secure server. When you see the security warning, just do let me know. Do not do anything with that. Just be online with me. Any option coming up which says allow, you need to click on that allow option.
Okay. Here, allow show income.
No. Okay. Now look on the left top corner, there is an option which says new session.
New user security profile display.
On the left top, very left hand side top corner.
Yes,
very
I know.
There is an option which says new session. Click on the new session.
Yes, I did.
Now, do you see install AnyDesk on an orange color box? Give a click on that, install AnyDesk.
Yes.
Now, after click on that.
Install AnyDesk, yes.
Yes, click on that.
Yes.
And give a click on accept and install. And after that, you will receive an option called yes, accept and install on the red one, on the middle round red, there is a accept
and install. Yes, okay.
Give a click on yes. Give a click on yes.
Yes.
Now just hold for a moment. Now do you see any option comes up which says install or don't install, anything like that?
Install or don't install, yes.
Yeah, give a click on install.
Yes.
Now just hold for a moment, do not do anything. Now, first of all, we will help you out. Right now, I will help you out, first of all, for showing you who are the persons misusing your information and doing this kind of stuff. So, can you minimize that AnyDesk box? Can you minimize it down?
Okay, yes.
Now, can you open, on the left top corner on the Chrome, you will see a plus sign. Do you see a plus sign? Click on the plus sign. On the left top corner. Very top corner. Very, very top corner.
Is what I can see?
Right next to remote desktop surface, there is a plus, so small plus sign.
Yes.
Yes, click on the plus sign.
Yes.
Now. Now, you need to type over there, my.
Oh.
Then put a, give a space.
Space?
Yes, space. Then one, yes. Number one.
One.
Then P, P as in Peter, P.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option comes up which says my 1P address location, California? Give a click on that. California, my.
Yes.
Now, do you see what is my address?
My 1P address location.
Yeah. Yeah, and click on that. Click on that once again, which where it is written my 1P address location. Click on that, and you need to add over there California. Give a space and type California. Now click on California.
Yes.
Now you will see an IP address coming up. And the IP address will be showing you from California. And let me correct you, the IP address. It will be 66.249.69.113. That's correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So that is the IP address used by those fraudulent persons using your information right now, sir. That is the reason they have got your information. So can you just, right now we will help you with the security and we will help you to secure your account, your eBay account, your account, which are being used by those persons. So can you just log into your email first of all? Log into your email.
my email address?
Yes, yes. Like you do always, log into your email and just check, did you receive any mail today from eBay, any suspicious mail?
Oh, one second.
Just check it from your end. Do you see any suspicious mail from eBay today?
Today, no. Today, no. Not from eBay.
Okay, not a problem. Right now, what they have got into your email as well. So, do not worry. Close the email page. Close it down. Now, log into your eBay account as well.
One second, please.
Now log into your eBay account.
Yep, I did already. I logged in.
Yeah, now check your last order. You need to check your last order.
Okay. One second, please. I have a lot of food here.
You can see the all the warnings are being coming onto your PC that some people are getting into your PC.
I have no new order come.
Yes, the last order will. You can see the last order is showing you 6 vintage wooden coat rack. That's correct.
Which one?
The last order. Wooden coat rack. Wooden coat rack. That's correct.
This one I ordered. This one.
Yes. Yes. So this was the last transaction you were aware of. After that, they have tried to purchase a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. So right now, we will secure your eBay account as well and your email address. Now, what you need to do simply, sir, you need to log into your account and check your transactions as well. Log into your bank account and check your transaction. Do you see any suspicious on the transaction or not? Just log into your account as you do. I'm on the line, okay?
Okay, one second, please.
Yeah, take your lovely time. And if you see a single dollar transaction, which if you are not aware of this, just do let me know. I will put a report on that if it is a single dollar.
Okay.
If you are facing any kind of problem, do let me know.
Okay. No, nothing strange.
Okay, check all your bank accounts. Check all your bank accounts. If you're done with your one bank, check the other one as well.
No, other ones, nothing here as well.
Okay. Just hold for a moment. Let me check it. Just hold for a moment. And log out. While the time, log out from your bank. Do not stay still. Log in. Let me talk with my manager.
Yeah.
And I do believe you are using a Commonwealth Bank. That's correct?
Sorry?
You are using a Commonwealth Bank. That's correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And apart from Commonwealth, do you use any kind of bank apart from Commonwealth Bank? Do you have any other bank?
No.
No?
Mm.
And do you see any transaction, any suspicious transaction on your Commonwealth account?
From eBay, nothing.
Yes. Okay. No, not from eBay, from other websites as well, if it is a single dollar or $2, anything like that you can see.
No, but it's, no. No. Just my expansion.
Okay. Can you go back to all your accounts? Can you go back to the page where you can see all your accounts? Can you go back to that page?
I can see. Not a problem.
What can you see exactly right now? Can you tell me?
I see the expenses and the income, that's it.
Okay. And where you can see all your accounts, go back to that account page. Go back to the previous page.
Mm-hmm.
Go at the top of the page. Go at the very top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Go at the very top of your page.
Just one second.
Okay, take your time.
Yes, I found it something strange. Take $5.23 in 20 of January, 5.23.
Okay, you are not aware of this?
No.
Okay, then please do not worry, we will put a report on that. So right now, do not do anything, just go at the top of the page, go at the very top of the page.
One second, maybe under, I have some more.
Okay.
No, this only that is strange.
And what phone are you using right now? Are you using an iPhone or are you using an Android one?
No, my desktop.
Apart from this computer, what type of phone are you using? Is that an Android one or it's an iPhone?
No, it's a computer, no iPhone.
Okay. Apart from this, do you have a smartphone? Are you using a smartphone?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind? Which brand phone it is? Which company phone it is?
I think Telstra. No, Telstra.
Optus. And it is a smartphone?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. Now what can you see on your computer screen? Let me know first.
This is my account.
Okay. Yes. And do you do online banking from your cell phone? Do you do that?
Yes. No, sometimes yes.
Sometimes you do. Okay. Just hold for a moment. Okay, now what we are going to do, we have generated the security ID on the computer. So we will generate the security ID on the cell phone as well. So leave your computer as it is. Leave it. Do not touch your computer. Leave it as it is. Or what you need to do, you need to put me on speaker on the cell phone. Can you put me on speaker?
On speaker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, on the cell phone, there is an application which says Play Store. Can you please open up the Play Store from your cell phone? Look at slowly.
But why I have to do all this one?
Because right now they have got into your cell phone, sir, as well. They are doing it from your cell phone as well. That is the reason we have to put the security on the cell phone as well right now. If you wanted, I can show you the computer, how many people are in your system right now using your IP addresses. You can see lots of security alerts are coming from that they have got into your systems. They are trying to do something. Yeah, we have to block them first of all, then we will cancel this purchase. First of all, we have to block them permanently. For the future use, they were not able to do any kind of stuff like this. So can you put me on speaker?
Have you on your speaker now?
Now, just look it slowly. You don't have to hurry up, sir. Take your lovely time and just find out the application which says Play Store.
I want to know from which company or I want something to I give you all these details. I want something because in the phone, I don't know where this phone come from.
Okay. Note down my information. Take a piece of a paper and a pen. Note down my information as well. Not a problem. Yeah. Note down my name. My name is Alex Williams. Note down, I am from right now anti-fraud department of eBay.
Alex what, please?
Alex William.
William?
Yes. Now note down, my employee ID. It's Alex 801-350.
801-350.
Yep. Yes, that is my employee ID. Anywhere, if you connect with eBay in time, this is the anti-fraud department's calls right now, so we are going to help you out. That is my information that will help you out. So, did you open up the place for the cell phone? Anti-fraud department. Anti-fraud department.
Fraud? It's what?
Anti-fraud. FRAUD. Fraud.
Fraud.
Department, correct. Did you get me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now on your cell phone, did you find out the Play Store?
Play Store, 1 second.
Take your lovely chance.
Okay.
When you're into your Play Store, let me know. I'm on the line.
Once again, right, fine.
Take your lovely time.
I have no Play Store.
You have got that?
I have no this one now.
Now, after opening up the Play Store at the very top, what do you see, sir?
At the very top,
do you see a search? Any search options? Search for apps and games?
Search.
Yes, do you see that?